if you study Islam deeply with the objective mind, you will discover every important point. There are several hundred commandments in the Quran. Several hundred commandments. But according to my study, only one commandment is in active sense. All other commandments are in passive sense. That commandment which is in active sense is in these words. وَقَاتَلُوا فَتَّلَاتُوا قُرُّ فِتَنَا. It means that to end religious persecution, you have to fight. This is active, in active sense. You have to fight so that there is no religious persecution. This is the only commandment that is given in the Quran in active sense. Because God Almighty did not like religious persecution. Why? Because it is against the law of nature. God Almighty created you for sole purpose, for test. خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. So if there is corruption, there is no test. Test necessarily needs freedom. Where there is test, there is freedom. And if there is no freedom, there is no test. So religious persecution goes against the law of nature. That abolishes the divine planning. Religious persecution demolishes the divine planning. So according to my study, there are two events in the history when man tried to adopt this kind of system that nullifies divine planning. First was kingship. At that time, in the 7th century, there was kingship everywhere in the world. So that kingship was a system of despotism. Kingship means despotism. And in that system, man was not allowed for freedom. He was allowed only in partial sense. While God Almighty wants to give you total freedom. Because without total freedom, it is not possible to do your test, to take your test. So, due to this, God Almighty sent a commandment to Prophet and his companions that you have to fight to finish this system that is against the divine plan, kingship. So, this verse, قَاتَلُهُمْ مَتَّى لَا تُبْقُونَ فِتْنَا is only commandment in the Quran. There is action. You have to fight until there is no fitna. You have to fight until there is no fitna. Fitna means despotism. This was the first time in history when man adopted a system that was against it. Divine plan. In the second time, it was communist system, communist empire. Communist empire was established in Russia in 1917. But they again adopted that system, although in a different way. They abolished religion officially. In communist empire, there was no freedom for religion. So they established a system where there was no choice to adopt a religion. This was against the law of nature, against the divine plan. So God Almighty wanted to abolish the system. This time, God Almighty used USA for this purpose. The first time, God Almighty used Muslims to abolish that system that was based on despotism. This time, Muslims were not in a position to abolish Kamush Empire. It was not possible for Muslims to abolish this system. So God Almighty used USA, American superpower, to abolish Kamush Empire. And they successfully abolished it, perhaps in 1975 or so. So, this is the only commandment in the Quran that is given in active sense. All other commandments are in passive. Passive means you have to follow this, you have to follow that. You have to follow justice. You have to follow truth. So, what happened? These people, Al-Ikhwal Muslimun or Brotherhood in Arab country and Jamaat Islami in Indian subcontinent, they distorted the Quranic commandment. All those verses that were in passive sense, they misinterpreted it and made it active sense. Where there was follow justice, they said no. You have to establish justice. Adilu. In the Quran, there was Adilu. Adilu means follow justice. But they said, no, it means establish justice. It's a system of justice. That was distortion.